another mountain to climb, and another river to cross. When a dispute between two men was settled, not with expensive lawyers, but with fists, knives, or guns. Barbaric? Maybe. But some things never change. When the cowboy rode into the pages of American history, he left behind a legacy that lives within the hearts of us all. Chapter 1. A beanpole, with hair the color of ripe corn, ambled into the Crooked Wheel Saloon in Kerrville early on Saturday night. His high-crowned hat, his clothes, and his jangling spurs told everyone what he did for a living. Cowhands were as common as horses in some parts of Texas. Smiling, the stranger jangled to the bar, paid for a drink, and brought it over to the table where Owen Burnett, Gareth Kirst, and Jasper Weaver were playing poker. Once every month or so, the three settlers came down out of the hill country to indulge in a few drinks and a sociable game of cards. Owen Burnett came up with the idea. He thought it would be nice to get better acquainted. They were neighbors, after all, so what if they lived 10 miles apart or more? In the West, neighbors didn't mean the same thing it did back east. Owen was from Kentucky. He wasn't all that big, but he was solid. He had short, sandy hair, a rugged complexion, and pale blue eyes. When the cowboy came to their table and asked if he could sit in, Owen smiled and gestured at an empty chair. "Help yourself, mister." Jasper Weaver grinned like a cat about to pounce on a sparrow. "If you won't mind us taking your money," he remarked, which was a funny thing for Jasper to say, given that he was the poorest card player west of the Mississippi River. Everyone thereabouts knew it, so did he, but Jasper never let it discourage him from playing. He was lean and gangly, with a face like a ferret's and a neck like a buzzard's. His brown hair stuck out from under his hat like so many porcupine quills. Gareth Kirst grunted and eyed the cowboy with suspicion. He and most of his sons had the same features, black hair, blunt jaws, and eyes like shiny pieces of coal. "Why'd you pick our table, boy?" About to set his drink down, the cowboy scowled. "First off, I'm not no infant. I'm 18, I'll have you know. And second, you three look friendly, although I might have been wrong about that."
"We're friendly," Owen said.
"Speak for yourself," Gareth said. "I never trust anybody until they prove they deserve it."
"It's not as if I'm out to rob you," the cowboy said.
"You couldn't if you tried," Gareth said. "I give a holler and three of my brood will be on you like hawks on a prairie dog."
He nodded at three of his sons over at the bar.
"What's all this talk of robbing?" Jasper said. "We're here to play cards."
"Me too," the cowboy said.
He took a sip and sighed with contentment.
"They call me Shoe, by the way."
"Peculiar handle," Jasper said.
"Not really," Shoe said. "I got hit by a horseshoe back when I was a sprout, and everyone took to calling me Horseshoe. Later that became just Shoe."
"I should reckon you'd want to use your real name," Jasper said.
"My folks named me Abimelech, Ezekiel, Moses. All the three are from the Bible."
"Maybe not, then," Jasper said.
"Are we here to jabber or play?" Gareth Kirst said.
"You're awful cantankerous tonight," Owen said.
He was in the process of shuffling the deck.
"We'll deal you in, Shoe. Jacks are better to open. The limit is 10 cents.
"That much, huh?" Shoe said.
"Ain't none of us rich," Jasper said.
Taking another swallow, Shoe offhandedly said,
"You could be if you wanted to bad enough. Most anyone can these days."
Jasper chuckled.
"How does that work exactly? We wish for money and it falls into our laps?"
Gareth uttered a rare laugh. Pushing his hat back on his head, Shoe said,
"Any of you gents know where to find longhorns?"
Owen nodded.
"The hill country is crawling with them."
It was a rare day when he didn't spot some off in the brush as he went about turning his homestead into what he hoped would become a prosperous farm.
"There you go," Shoe said.
"You're talking nonsense," Gareth said.
Shoe looked at each of them.
"You haven't heard, then, how valuable they've become?"
"Longhorns?" Jasper said, and cackled.
Owen couldn't help joining in. The notion was plumb ridiculous. Longhorns had been around since the days when Texas belonged to Spain. Left on their own in the wild, they'd bred like rabbits. To a lot of people, they were a nuisance more than anything. They were good to eat, but not much else.
"We don't